Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Markets Podcast. Hope everybody is good and well. Thanks for checking in today. Wishing everybody well. Happy Monday. We've had another weekend, another week. I hope you've got some fun things lined up. Hope you've got some action lined up in regards to your business, and you're looking forward to moving forward and kicking ass. Today, what I want to talk about is changing your language to stop scaring people off. I mean, this is what's happening a lot now, and it's not necessarily that people are doing anything wrong. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with using certain types of language, but I think it's all about evolving and getting better. Because what's happening is, as network marketing and as online business begins to grow, more people become aware. More people are prospecting, more people are reaching out, more people are contacting individuals. So it's all about evolving and learning new skills, because the things that worked like 6 months ago, even last week, 2 weeks ago, last year, the year before, might not work today, next week, next year, because the market's always changing, the demographics always changing, the people that are joining are always changing. You know, you've got to be willing to change and adjust with the times. And one thing that I've learned over the last sort of, this has been happening over a space of a few years, to be honest with you, is certain words and phrases have sort of become a repellent rather than something that's attractive. You know, when I first came to the industry like 6 years ago, you know, talking about business opportunities and exciting new ventures and something cool that you could try to make some money, you know, all that type of stuff, it was all like a buzz. It was like, wow, this is cool, a business opportunity, this sounds fantastic, this sounds great. But I think over a period of time, it's began to lose its pull, a bit like entrepreneurship. You know, entrepreneurship, it was always something that was considered a holy grail of life, and it was like, wow, that person's an entrepreneur. Now it's kind of been done to death so much to the point where people call themselves entrepreneur, they're not even an entrepreneur, and it's kind of doesn't have the same effect. And that's what I'm getting at here. And misconceptions can also mean that people run a mile from you instead of actually listening to what you say or having a look at what you've got to offer. You know, similar to the scenario of walking down the street, if you see someone coming towards you with a clipboard, they could be the nicest person ever, but because they're walking towards you with a clipboard, you already think, get away from me, you're trying to sell me, you're trying to take my money, you're trying to annoy me. That's what I think, right? And I'm sure some of you guys think the same. So that's what we're trying to overcome and change, but in the online space as opposed to obviously face to face. So what I want to do is give you an example. So the trouble is sometimes is when you say certain words, people automatically think you're here to take my money, you're here to sell me something. And the reality is people don't like to be sold to. You know, people love to buy, but they don't like to be sold to. When you go to a car lot to buy a new car, you're excited, you can't wait to buy your car, but you don't want someone coming over to you, bugging you, trying to force you into buying cars, right? You're already there to buy a car anyway. You don't need somebody to force you, follow you around the showroom and be annoying, you know, like a fly around to some doo-doo or whatever. So that's kind of like where people, there's a fine line between loving to buy and not loving to be sold to. And that's what we need to look at here. So, for example, the word business opportunity, or the words business opportunity, this is something that a lot of people use, of course. You know, it kind of explains exactly what you're trying to do. But the trouble is, because it's being used so many times now, does it give off the wrong impression when you're prospecting? So when you're inboxing somebody and you're saying to them, hey, I've got a business opportunity here you could check out, a lot of the time they're probably saying no, ignoring you, not checking out what you've got to offer, or you're not getting the response you're looking for. So one thing you could do is change what you say so you don't fall into the same sort of category with everybody else. If everybody's saying business opportunity, you want to kind of say something different. Otherwise, your offer sounds the same as everybody else's. So for example, what I would say is personally, instead of saying, hey, listen, I've got a business opportunity here, that would be fantastic for you to help you to sort of make some extra money. I might say something like, listen, you know what, I've actually got something here I could show you. You know, if you're free for 5 minutes, let's run through it. It might be able to help you out with the situation you're facing right now. Can you see the difference? The difference between, hey, I've got a business opportunity here, when are you on the phone, let me run through and check it out with you, that's kind of like you're pushing them into something, whereas I'm talking from a space of, I want to help you out. You know, listen, I've got something here I want to share with you. You know, it might be cool for you to help you out in the current situation that you're in. It's a lot more passive. It's a lot less aggressive selling. It's a lot less, there's a lot less room for them to have misconceptions. Another thing is, I've got an offer for you. You know, what's the word offer mean? The word offer means probably going to cost me some money. Probably means I need to sign up to something. Probably means I need to sign a contract of some sort. All of those things are intimidating when a stranger says it to you. You know, so instead of saying words like, I've got an offer for you, maybe say to them, listen, I want to help you out with something. I might be able to help you out here. You're still making the same deal. You're still sharing the same product. You're still sharing the same opportunity. But the positioning of it doesn't mean that they come in with their guard up with a misconception. You know, just a subtle change in the way you speak and changing the words can have a massive difference, right? And hopefully you guys can see that on this podcast, just the difference it makes changing a few words and changing your posture slightly, okay? Again, I've got an exciting product or I've got an exciting business here that I could share with you. Again, misconception. You know, okay, it might be exciting, it might be a great business, but if I'm a stranger and somebody, if there's a stranger in front of me and they say that to me, I'll be like, what do you want? What are you trying to get from me? How much is it going to cost? And that's where a lot of people become unstuck, because when they're coming into your offer or they're coming into your pitch with that mindset, they're not listening to all the great things you're talking about. All they're waiting for is the price. Okay, where are they going to catch me at? How much is it going to cost me? So you're trying to impress them with all these stats and figures and all this amazing stuff about your company, and all they're thinking in the back of their mind is, how much is it going to cost? What does this person want? What's in it for them? You know, so because you've positioned it that way, you've created more problems for you long term. So instead of like, I've got an exciting business or I've got an exciting product here for you to help you to lose weight or whatever, I might say something like, listen, I've got something cool that I could share with you to help you out, and you could give it a try if you like. So that's totally different, right? I'm going down the same route of putting an offer in front of them. I'm going down the same route of putting a product in front of them, but it's a lot more passive. You know, I've got an exciting product here that you can have, you know, check it out and see if it's something that you want to buy or not. Okay, intimidating, scary, don't want to do it. Hey, I've got something cool here I could share with you, and it might be worth a try over the next few months to see if it can help you with this issue. Can you see the difference? There is a massive difference, and I promise you just these subtle changes in your business will help your results. So that's it from me today, guys. Hopefully this tip, well, I know this tip's enough. This tip's going to help you to get more people checking out your offer, more people buying your stuff, more people listening to what you do. So go and try it. Check it out over the next week or so. Let me know if this works. I'm almost certain it will. I hope you got some value from today's podcast. If you've got some team members, this is something that you want to be sharing with them, because they're going to be going out into the big bad world and, you know, constantly hitting brick walls, constantly not getting the results they're looking for. Instead of getting frustrated, let's help these people out. So hit that share button, share it with your teams, in the chats, whatever. Just a subtle, easy change. Anybody can do that. I promise you will get you more results. And if you haven't done so yet, remember to subscribe to this channel and follow it. Guys, take care, and I'll catch you all very soon. Bye-bye.